today.
Kate Delaney hanging with you here on these airwaves every single day for four big hours, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Boy, we have a lot to dive into. Ever hear of a group called the Association of Community Organization for Reform Now? Yeah, you know, ACORN. Once again, we've got another nasty video that puts ACORN right smack in the middle of a scandal in New York City. So the question becomes, should this group be getting money, or should some of the monies be frozen right now while these scandals continue to nail people in different cities like Baltimore, like New York, in the D.C. area, etc.? I'll explain. Basically, what's happened is the Senate has cut ACORN loose, right? You've got housing grants. They actually voted to block housing grants after these three ridiculous videos showed employees advising a pimp and prostitute routine. If you're curious, I'll dive into that in just a few minutes. But here's a big story out of New York City as well. You have the FBI, the New York PD, searching, tearing up some homes in Queens that were believed to have been used by Al-Qaeda associates over the weekend. That's nice. Once again, we just had 9/11. We just talked about how safe do you feel. You have to know that there are people who are assimilating across the country, right? We do have pretty open borders still. So what does it mean? What do they find out? Any specific things? They're looking for a whole bunch of things is what I heard, including all kinds of powders and stuff, and they're looking for explosives and any kind of shred of information as to was there something planned. It doesn't seem as though they had a specific plot in mind, but I'll also give you the skinny on that. Sadly, Patrick Swayze, who I thought was wonderful in a movie called Ghost, and of course most of you know Dirty Dancing, dead at the age of 57 after a very rough battle with pancreatic cancer. A lot of people loved Patrick Swayze for other things that he did for people across the country. He's a very giving, caring person. Spent a lot of money on charity, spent a lot of time trying to help a lot of people. So there will be a legacy, I think, left behind that has nothing to do with acting, and his family should be very, very, very proud of that. The bail has finally been set for J.C. Dugard's kidnap suspect, Philip Garrido. You know what the bail is? $30 million. And his wife, Nancy, apparently is scared to death because she's getting a lot of threats in prison. That's what happens when you support a child molester, rapist. That's what the prison system does. In the prisons, they know how to weed out the bad guys. And I think the Garridos are in for a very, very long, tough life behind bars. And nobody deserves it better. Once they're able to nail all the facts of the case, I think we'll be able to take allegedly away from it, and they'll be gone forever, never to see the light of day, which is justice in my book. Actually, I think another form of justice would fit their crime. And we're going to dive into the H1N1 vaccine. Do you really need it? What's happening now in New York City? Some people are coming down with it, including Harry Smith from the CBS Early Morning Show, says he has swine flu. We talked about this a little bit on our previous show, that the idea was if you have the symptoms, you go to the doctor. And that's for all of you men listening who don't like to go to the doctor. If you feel like you have symptoms of anything that's got a hold of you, could be any kind of strain of flu or whatever, go to the doctor. Stay home. Rest. Get it out of your system. And especially if you're a person who is susceptible to any kind of form of the flu, you're around, you know, a lot of people, you're in an office situation, you're around children, that kind of stuff. It's, you know, use some common sense. I think that would help, and doctors are prescribing that as well. It might not be necessary to get the vaccine. I, for one, will not be lining up for it. Let's take our first one. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Okay, first of all,
when I spoke to you last night, you switched the subject to this congressman who yelled that Obama was a liar. Was he well known before he yelled that famous word?
Joe Wilson was well known to his constituents in South Carolina, and he was to the people in Congress because a lot of people liked him. To the American people, no, he wasn't. I don't think he was well known.
Like he wasn't a
now
chairman.
He is.
No,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Unfortunate. That is unfortunate. You just mentioned about the swine flu vaccine here in Canada. One of the major drug manufacturers, GlaxoSmithKline, said they just went through their first findings
test.
And said
yeah.
test and said that you know it'll work. So when Julie found out, she called me and she said, because you mentioned about guys going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you're going whether you like it or not.
All right, so she's of the belief that you should get it as a prevention.
Right, because, like I said, where she works with a lot of people. And in some cases, you know, she's also a buyer for, like I said, a major supermarket chain here in Montreal. And, you know, and it's now I don't know, if, you know, this might sound like a dumb question. You can get it only from human contact. She can't get it from any of the foods she checks out, can she?
No, it would be human.
Okay.
Unless somebody touched the food that
right.
had swine flu, yeah.
Right, but, I mean, I think she's being a little bit hysterical, but at the same time, she's erring on the side of caution. I don't know if you remember this, but first of all, my condolences on Patrick Swayze. I remember seeing him on an episode of MASH, and his character unfortunately had cancer too. So you know how ironic, you know how ironic this is.
Yeah.
And do you remember him hosting Saturday Night Live?
I do. That was a while ago. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I know he was a dramatic actor, but I remember him. They were doing a thing about auditioning for a male stripper or male erotic dancer. Let's be politically correct here.
Right.
And I thought it was one of the most hilarious skits that Saturday Night Live had ever done. So I guess hopefully this Saturday night they'll you know maybe show it or maybe you know hopefully something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know they're gonna do. There's gonna be a lot of tributes, I think, to
right.
Pat. There's gonna be a lot of tributes to Patrick Swayze. And as my man Matt reminded me with a tap on the shoulder, Chris Farley, remember the Chippendales? That's
yeah.
who we did the thing with.
Right.
And it was a very well done. In fact, Chris Farley, I thought, was wildly funny. Sadly, he was taken from the planet too early. Had,
right.
had a lot of problems with drugs, etc. But that was a very, very funny skit on Saturday Night Live, yes.
And unfortunately, you're going to have the scandal sheets that are going to say, you know, Patrick Swayze's, you know, the usual BS and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think with Swayze, I mean, he was married to the same woman.
Right.
He, you know, his wife Lisa for a long time, I think since they were kids, because his mother was a dancer and that's how they met. So
right.
he doesn't have any baggage like that. It's very sad. Sam, you take care across the border. Sam, not worried about the swine flu vaccine. I'm not so sure. They didn't do a lot of testing on it, although it's been cleared by, of course, the drug companies. Bottom line is, if you feel the symptoms, you should go to your doctor anyway, of any symptoms you feel, because who knows what you have. And I still say other strains of flu have a better chance of killing you than the swine flu. More on Swayze coming up around the bend.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Saga's far from over. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney at the helm of this show, America, tonight as we cruise through some rough waters. Joe Wilson, though, to his credit, said, look, I apologized a ton of times. I'm not going to do it on the floor. So he's basically saying, I'm not going to be bullied to some kind of censure. So House Republican leader John Boehner from Ohio said he would vote against any resolution that would in any way admonish Congressman Wilson for screaming out during the president's address, you know, the "you lie" comment. He said he's apologized to the president. The president accepted his apology. And Nancy Pelosi said she believed it was time to move on and discuss health care. I couldn't agree more. That's why I plan to vote no on this resolution. He said that in a written statement. And what he said is interesting. He said instead of pursuing the type of petty partisan politics, we should be working together to lower costs and expand access to affordable, high-quality health coverage on behalf of, you know, the American people. The House Democrats say they're going to move a resolution disapproving if Wilson fails to apologize on the House floor for breaking rules governing appropriate conduct on the House floor. So in other words, in plain language, he has to get up and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I interrupted the president when he was speaking to the joint session of Congress last week. I mean, he would have to do some form of that. So far, Wilson is sticking to his guns and saying, you know, I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. And his shout out was when Obama, just to reiterate this, when Obama made the statement that illegal immigrants wouldn't be covered under the health care bill, as is often brought up in the town hall meetings. If you really read the way that's written, it doesn't really spell that out, and it doesn't say that. That's the problem. See, everything's very unclear. And we already know this story. I won't go down the same road, that he doesn't want to apologize because he's already done it, and he says he's sorry. He would never, ever do that again. He was emotional. He blurted it out, all that kind of stuff. So I agree with this. Let's move on from there. Let's move on. Isn't it supposedly about moving on? So why why get mired down in this in the first place? Now, you might disagree, because I have a lot of friends who say, no, nail him. He shouldn't, no matter, even if he didn't agree and thought Obama was an idiot or thought it was wrong what he said and is furious about this whole health care thing, he should not, it's not the proper decorum, he shouldn't have interrupted the President of the United States. And any president is owed the right to be treated that way. What do you say now that you've had a couple of days and a weekend to think about it? You can throw in your 2 cents on this, 800-259-5791. And rest assured, the whole selling of health care reform is very, very far from over. In fact, I was reading today that the president is going to appear on back-to-back-to-back-to-back TV interviews. I call it the Sunday Swirl. It's the talking heads from cable to ABC, NBC, CBS. So he's going to be on This Week with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. He's going to be on Meet the Press on NBC. He's going to be on Face the Nation on CBS. Then he's going to sit down for an interview with CNN and Univision as well. And, you know, all those spots he's going to do, that's got to be a presidential first, because he literally would be going from place to place rapidly trying to make all those interviews. Now, granted, they have studios near each other, but still, are you tired? If you're tired of seeing the president on the tube, you're going to see a lot of the president on Sunday, and I'll be curious to see what, who gets the best answers out of Obama. I'd rather be the first guy, I think, out of the chute with this one. Do you know that the president has done 114 interviews in 7 months, 7 months in August, right? And that's would mark 7 months of his presidency. He's done 114 interviews. George W. Bush did 37, 41 by Bill Clinton at the 7 month mark. Uh-huh. So does it mean he's more transparent? Does it mean he's more, accessible to media folks and wants to get a message out there more? Or does it mean that he likes to be on the tube and feels like, well, it's not just the tube, but newspapers, et cetera, and feels like he needs to do as many interviews as possible to push forth what he's hoping he can achieve with his particular agenda? Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky, the proud papa of Riley. Hey, Stu, how are you?
Hey, Kay, good. Hey, just real quick on the transparent thing. I thought Gates proved that a couple months ago that it wasn't real transparent when they were screening questions the day before.
Oh, they were gonna crazy. Call somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really transparency. It's kind of like a delusion, you know, like a Chris Angel thing. You know, we're going to stick you out front. Hey, we do all these interviews. We're transparent, but you never really get an answer. I mean, it's like a 48-minute joint session speech, and nobody still understands a thing about the health bill.
I agree, yeah.
And as far as the guy in South Carolina, he was definitely wrong. As much as you disagree with him, he's still the president of the United States. He still owed that respect. He should have never spoke out the way he did. But he did call Rahm Rambo Dead Fish Emanuel and apologized. He accepted it.
Yep.
Obama accepted it. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you know, she didn't like this whole CIA thing apologizing. So she just kind of moved on, swept underneath the carpet. And they're always talking about bipartisanship. To me, that sounds more like partisanship. Saying, oh, you're going to either do this or you're out, or we're going to come up with a resolution against you. Let's be bipartisan. I mean, that's what they're always speaking about. We're going to reach across the aisle and hands and do things the right way. And the guys give his apologies. Everybody's accepted them. Allows he can get over it. And just quit trying to be a bully. I mean, the woman sitting up there, she is she makes me gag every time I think of it.
You know what Pelosi, I think, shows, for people who said, wow, first woman Speaker of the House, she shows that a female can be just as corrupt as an awful male politician.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we're not sure she's really a female yet or not. I mean, a lot of plastic surgery. You know, poor Michael Jackson, I'm starting to think he looked more like Nancy Pelosi. But the point is you know, it's over with. And she just, you're right, she can be just as corrupt. She's living proof that you can try to bully being up there, whether you're female or male, you know, it doesn't, whether you're lady speaker or male speaker. And she's trying to bully this guy. I mean, you know, and that's the worst part of it. And the worst part is she's wasting our tax dollars.
Right, right.
Doing this just to try to prove a point to the Republicans. It's not really doing it for the Democratic side. It's not really doing it for the principle or for the morals, because God knows she has no morals and the bag has no principles. So when she's actually doing it, it's to prove that, you know what, we can make the Republicans kneel. We can make the Republicans, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. It's a partisanship thing, and it's her own little ego trip. And God forbid, as much as I can't stand Obama, and I love Biden, because every time he opens his mouth up, he sticks his foot in it. But
right.
God forbid, let's hope nothing ever happens to those two men, because if they do, we are stuck with the wench in the White House.
The wench in the White House. What a way to end this conversation. I love it. Thanks, Stu. He calls Nancy Pelosi Palousy, Nancy Palousy. And it's like I said, that's what she's shown, that a woman can be just as horrific and power hungry and corrupt as a man can be politically. I mean, listen, Democrat, Republican, Independent, if somebody's good at what they do, and I think they're fighting for the people, I'll be the first one to jump across the aisle and say, all right, brother, I'm right there with you. Extend the hand. Boom. Absolutely. But I don't think you see that. She picks and chooses, and she's obviously one of the most vocal people about health care and demanding the public option. And as Stu pointed out, and we talked about on this show, boy, she didn't want anything to do with that CIA scuffle as to what she knew or didn't know about waterboarding, even though the CIA apparently told her about waterboarding. And then she wanted an apology and was all over the map when she was trying to explain what she knew or didn't know. And she wanted that scandal to go away and didn't want any kind of an investigation into that. So I agree. I mean, there's no question that Wilson didn't need to make the outburst, which is what he frankly said. I'm sorry I did it. I really didn't mean to do it. I'm just extremely passionate, blah, blah, blah. But just move on from there, because it doesn't do any good other than spending more money we don't have to what? Slap this guy on the wrist? Patrick Swayze next on America Tonight.
And attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is wild edible food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right. Until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
The email, americatonight.net, and that you do, and good for you, America. If you can't jingle us on the phone, send it snail mail. All opinions welcome. 800-259-5791. Among the things already thrown out on this show as water cooler buzz, Obama going on the tube. He's going to be on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Univision. Fox News, though, is not one of the stops for the president. This comes at the tail end of the week where the Senate Finance Committee supposedly is going to have its version of the health care bill. And I think that's what the tour of interviews is about. I already mentioned the amount of interviews that he's done. So I said this. Is this about transparency? Is it pushing the message? Is it, you know, keeping it in front of the American people? Is it overexposure so it doesn't work? You know, Clinton and Bush both did nowhere near the amount of interviews. So there you have a Democrat, there you have a Republican, and they were early into their terms, just 7 months in. So here's the scoop. I've gotten a bunch of emails on this. One here from Ricky D. Ricky D. says, talk about overhype and overexpose. That's Obama, baby. Kate, it's ridiculous. He needs to be doing the job. We are floundering financially. We are in a state of depression almost in this country. There are so many people without jobs. I think the focus should be more about putting reforms together and working with Congress and trying to get things done in a bipartisan manner, not selling things on the boob tube. All right, here's some other ones. Kate, why in the world would Obama ever go on Fox News. That's the idiot network. You didn't mention them when you mentioned the network, so I caught that right away, and I laughed to myself because it made complete sense. Okay, and of course I just mentioned that Fox wasn't one of the stops for Obama. So it is kind of interesting, actually, isn't it? Here's another one. Da, 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 da. Let's see. I got so many. I'm sitting here within the last 10 minutes. I got 15 hits. This may be a record for us. I mean, you know, that quickly. All right. How about this? Nobody says it better than President Obama. This is from Shelley. It's too bad the guy has to constantly repeat himself over and over and over again because he just can't get through to the idiots. There's so much noise and ridiculous misinformation flying around. Hear this man. I give him credit for persistence. And, Kate, shame on you. I would think you as a media person would think it's a good thing. Now, I'm mixed about that. I think it is good to get the message out, and I think it's good to be accessible to the media, but how much media you do, how much does that take away from other things you could be doing with the legislation on that, you know, on that side of it? I mean, granted, he's the executive branch, so it's not like he's down there on the floor and he's working on this, but he's, especially with healthcare reform, the idea is to win the Republicans over and the Democrats over. And yes, he has met with many people, and that's what my push would be. And sure, to go on some of the shows, yeah, of course, why not? The other presidents did it. But I don't know that I would want to oversaturate myself as well. I don't know. There's something about it. If you remember this, I can remember when I was a kid, like think about Reagan speaking, or I'm just using Reagan as an example, or any of the other presidents. Didn't it always seem like kind of a big deal? Ooh, the president's on the air tonight. We've got these problems, or this is happening, or, you know, whatever it could be, a terrorism, end of a war situation. Like, think of Reagan, the Challenger blowing up, remember? The Challenger blows up, and everybody's at a loss for words because Christy McAuliffe, the teacher, was going to be the first one into space. And think of how different things would be, because that was in the 80s. So if that had been successful, who knows how many other lay people would have gone into space who weren't trained astronauts. And you still see that. You can go and look at the clips of it. And remember, the president came out and addressed the nation. Think of other things that have happened, sad things that have happened, and reasons, I guess, to celebrate as well. Usually it's because something's not going right. So when there was any kind of a presidential speech, you sort of took note of it, I believe. So that, to me, there is such a thing as oversaturation, and that's what I think's happened with Obama. I mean, I didn't realize it, but when you put those numbers together and you think of, wow, I mean, more than double what the others did, and especially with so much of the social media, and of course you have the White House staff anyway, and they relay the messages, I would hold back a little bit more. And I mean, I don't know, are we going to hear any specific proposals? Are we going to hear something incredible in some of these interviews? Maybe that's the thing. Maybe there's something mind-blowing that's going to knock our socks off that you're going to hear on one of these Sunday, you know, shows. So, got a couple of more. Here's one from Brad B. Brad B. He says, Obama on this marathon is just ridiculous. Sorry, Kate, I'd almost rather hear those roundtables. A lot of times, and you call it your Sunday wrap-up or whatever it is that you say, but you have little clips of some of the shows and the different politicians that are on, and I think it's kind of entertaining, and I like the roundtables, frankly. Do we need to see Obama on all of those shows? By the way, I think it's very funny that he's not doing Fox. Of course he's not doing Fox. They probably didn't even call. Yeah. Well, you'll see him on the other shows anyway. I mentioned Patrick Swayze. I'm going to jump off here. You can call or flip an email. 800-259-5791. Too much Obama. You think he's overexposed by taking over the airwaves as many times as he has done, or sitting down for interviews as much as he has? Would it be better to kind of lay in the weeds a little bit? I'm going to jump to Patrick Swayze. I said Ghost was such a good movie. I remember seeing it and not knowing much about it, but being blown away for the time. I mean, I know you go back at it now, it's one of those romantic movies and whatever, but Whoopi Goldberg was funny in it, and there were a lot of funny moments, and I thought he was excellent in that. It was kind of one of those times in his life where things were clicking Hollywood-wise, because he had done Dirty Dancing in 1988. Remember, he recorded She's Like the Wind, and then it was just a couple of years later, it was 1990 when Ghost came out, and he had Demi Moore in that movie and Whoopi Goldberg. And he also did a very funny movie called To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, and he played a drag queen. That is rentable. I know it sounds funny, but it is rentable, 1995. I can also remember seeing him in Point Break, where he was a surfing dude, skydiving, bank robber. Keanu Reeves was in it as well, and that was in 1991. But he had a slew of other things he did, too. He was even at one point on People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive list. He made the cover back in 91. That was really the big years for him, the late 80s and the early 90s. Here's a little rap of Patrick Swayze.
I'm not leaving until you help me. I don't care how long it takes, because I can talk forever. Seems like whenever anything good in my life happens, I'm just afraid I'm going to lose it.
Don't put your heel down. Don't put your heel down.
Just stay on the toe.
Just listen to me. The steps aren't enough. Feel the music.
Nobody can stay in the corner.
I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner. He's not only a terrific dancer, somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs them. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be.
All right, Patrick Swayze, even with Danny Zuko in Grease on Broadway at one point. Did you watch any of Swayze's movies, Matt, by any chance?
Yeah, I've seen, Roadhouse, Dirty Dancing. I saw the Tu Wong Fu movie. I've seen a lot of them. I like the Wong Fu movie.
I thought Wong Fu was good.
And when you said that, I was trying to think of who else is in it. It's John Leguizamo and Patrick Swayze, and there was a third guy.
I don't know who the third guy is either. But it was somebody told me to see it, and I was laugh out loud funny because he was very awkward as a drag queen. I thought, but good for that reason. Yeah.
And it was like originally a trained dancer by his mom, I think, and then got into acting that way.
Yeah, his mother he grew up in Houston, Texas, and she owned a dance studio and a ballet company. So as a kid, and his dad was like a rodeo cowboy guy, he was a champion rodeo guy. So he met his wife because she was a dancer in the 70s. They were married for super long, you know, forever and ever until obviously his death. But they were married in 1976. So they hooked up.
Wesley Snipes and Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, Wesley Snipes. Yeah, where's Wesley Snipes now?
No idea.
Is he in jail for that tax evasion stuff? Remember, there was the whole tax
Probably
thing?
Probably working on Blade 4 or something.
Blade 4 incognito somewhere.
Yeah.
Wow, but it's very sad about Swayze, but, you know, it's the kind of cancer that he got. That pancreatic cancer, as I mentioned before, is really, really tough. I forget what the survival numbers are, but it's some of the lowest numbers of any kind of cancer, even if you catch it early. And he was pretty, you know, he was pretty serious about fighting it as much as he could do. He was trying to do anything he could. He had chemotherapy and all kinds of other treatments. He went to Stanford University's medical center. It's excellent, and they did what they could. But it's just like I said, one of those forms of cancer that even if you catch it early, very tough to fight that off. So Patrick Swayze dead at the age of 57. Stay with us. Much more to come around the bend.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Here on ATN, if you missed what we've been talking about, a couple of things. One, John Boehner, the Republican House leader from Ohio, says that he's not going to vote against any sort of a resolution that punishes in any way Congressman Joe Wilson for the outburst of "You Lie" during the president's address to Congress on health care last week that's still being dished around. Unless he apologizes, Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is threatening to censure him and is pushing that forward. So that could happen in the next couple of days unless something changes with Wilson, and I don't think that's going to happen. I mentioned just there at 57, Patrick Swayze, dead from pancreatic cancer. He touched a lot of lives, not just, I think, with his movies, but with some of the other things that he did. Also, bouncing back to politics, Obama is going to be on 5 Sunday network shows this upcoming weekend. He's taking the healthcare message on the road, so to speak. It'll be interesting because supposedly there will be another bill ready to roll at the end of the week from the Senate Finance Committee. We'll see if that, in fact, becomes a reality. The president is going to hold a rally on healthcare at the University of Maryland, probably, I think, on Thursday. I looked at his schedule. And then he's going to be at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on Saturday and do the healthcare thing there as well. And, of course, on Sunday, he's going to be on all those shows that I mentioned. So a very busy week. Meanwhile, Americans still divided on the president's health care plans. You know where I stand on that. I don't have to rehash it. If you listen to the show, you know I say none of the stuff that's out there makes any sense to me. It hasn't been explained. I don't get the cost. And I think the way that most of it's written right now, it's a lousy deal for even people who are uninsured and who are looking to get theirs. This is not how you want to get yours, trust me, because in the end, it'll cost you. So the latest CNN opinion survey that they released, I guess, early today, says that there's not support across the board for the health care reform proposals. 58% of people questioned in the poll approve of how he's handling his duties in the White House. So that's up a couple of points from August. 40% of those questioned disapprove of how he's doing his job. That's down. So, you know, they ask these specific questions. And when it comes to health care reform, 51% favor Obama's proposals, 46% oppose. So health care is not getting the kind of backing. I think that somehow it's being announced that 70% of Americans are pretty happy with some of the proposals. Well, where are they in any of these polls? Not just the CNN polls, but any of the polls, I think, across the board. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, the president should get Kanye West and Venus Williams to help him get the health care through. their tact and diplomacy would get, you know, that that runner from South Africa is a hermaphrodite, right?
I know, how crazy.
And Kanye West was a half-wit last night. You know, did you see him?
I did. Well, I saw the replay of it. It was shocking, yeah.
You know, with regard to health care, the father of socialist medicine was born in my province. The man who invented government-owned and operated health insurance was born in my province. And he was running around. He's a bag of hot socialist hot gas. And he was beaking off about how health care is so important it should be free. There's no such thing as free health care. It may be free of charge to the user, but, you know, where are Canadians going to go? If you guys go to a Canadian-style health care system or even a partial Canadian health care system, when us Canadians are put on a 10-month, 14-month waiting list, what country are we going to run to then to get our health care? Well, we'll have nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's true. You're absolutely right, and a lot of the doctors will bail.
Yeah, and you know, I haven't read the U.S. Constitution lately, but is there somewhere in there that says an American citizen is entitled to health care, and if he can't pay it, like it should be in the Constitution that any American citizen who needs health care, it must be provided to him, and then the government will collect it back on his income tax. In other words, if I were an American citizen, and I were foolish enough not to buy insurance. Then, and I needed health care, and I couldn't borrow the money from the bank or didn't have in my bank account to pay for it, then the government will bail me out and then collect it back every time I file income tax. I pay back so much. So the government will get it back just to let the people know that there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
dead on. You're dead on right now.
Okay, and you know one other thing, Kate, when you have a centralized system like Obama wants, more of a centralized system, when there is a problem, the whole system is affected. Whereas if you have it from the grassroots up, more competition, if there's one problem, it only affects one company, right?
Right.
When you have a government-owned and operated company and there's a screw-up, it affects the whole bloody country. That's the problem with the Canadian system. I'll let you go, Kate.
All right, Al, thanks. You and Sam both shining a light on what happens in Canada. It's funny. A lot of people saw Michael Moore's movie and said, wow, this is not right. Look where we are with health care. And not that he didn't have some compelling, sad, awful stories of people who have been screwed by the system. But I think Al is dead on right. What happens? You have a single payer. In other words, you have just the government, so if there's a screw-up, it's screw-up across the board. But even bigger what he said there, look, in Canada, if they want to come down to the United States to get better health care because they can afford it, they're not coming down to the Mayo Clinic or whatever if we don't have that good quality care. Granted, we have more resources than Canada, but put into play haphazardly especially is, you know, you can't give more. I'll say the same analogy again. You can't give more to more people and expect that you're not going to have long wait times in doctors' offices and that you're not going to have doctors who bail, who have made their living, who don't want to go with this new flow of the system because they know they're going to be backed up beyond everything that they can possibly do to get enough patients, to see enough patients. There's already a shortage, really, in family doctors because they don't make as much as those that are in specialized medicine. You know, you go through all that medical school and the training and the residency and all that other stuff. So, hey, a lot of the people coming into the profession, the medical profession, they want the big bucks. Let me go where the money is. Let me go to the plastic surgery and some of the other stuff versus being just a, and it's not just, but being a family physician, being a pediatrician or just a family doc, et cetera. And it could be disastrous. So let's just say that. And we'll see what happens at the end of the week if there is this health care bill that's put together by the Senate Finance Committee. You heard, and I mentioned this on the show, what Senator Olympia Snowe's saying, that no Republicans are going to be sold this bill of goods on the public option, so they're not going to jump on board. Will there be this passage with 51 instead of this reconciliation, instead of the bipartisan cooperation? That could happen, and that could cause some problems in itself, no doubt about it. We should all be concerned about health care, and we should all be concerned about the results of what's happening now in these upcoming weeks in Washington. But I think the push is on. I mean, it is game on. There's no question about it. There are other things that are happening around us, other things to be concerned about. But so much of the spotlight is on health care reform and the confusion over the language and what does it ultimately mean and how many doctors are on board and should there be a public versus private option? And what happens to the employers? And what happens to small businesses versus the big corporations? Not an issue so much for big corporations. It's what you would consider the small businesses who struggle with healthcare, because all it takes, as all of you know, you have enough people that are sick in your company and you're barely chugging along, keeping the premiums where it makes sense, and it goes in the opposite direction. So suddenly you're shopping again for health care. I worked for one company. Every single year it switched. I'm saying it switched companies. And this was 4 years in a row. And because they had somebody who constantly made a lot of claims, and it started to drive up the cost for them. And it was a small but successful company, and they could not afford to keep it going that way. Just food for thought. Everybody's situation is different, I know. I pulled this one out of a Dr. Seuss book. Be who you are, say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast at that.
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.